This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from an altitude of 5,280 feet. And we are grateful to having you as a listener, subscriber. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you hit the subscribe button because you never want to miss any Mile High tick. And speaking of that, make sure you have dialed in to be at Mile High live August 20th to 23rd, 2020. All the information is at milehighcairo.org. And you want to be there. This year is going to be the best ever Mile High 2020 vision. On this episode, this podcast, I am grateful to be able to introduce one of my favorite people on the planet. He has helped me so much. He just has an incredible heart, and he's so passionate these days for helping chiropractors. Roberto Monaco has been a full-time speaker, coach, and trainer since 2002. For many years, he worked with Anthony Robbins organizations training people. He was a top sales producer nationwide. And then he helped train their team for presentations. And now he dedicates the majority of his focus with chiropractors, teaching them how to impact more lives. I will tell you from myself, everybody can hear this, for me, there was a time where I decided that speaking was very important, and a lot of my revenue came from speaking in my office. And I better get better at this because I was never trained in it. I thought I was doing pretty good, but you know, and lots of people listening to me, but I figured I could use some help. And who I went to is Roberto. He is a wealth of information, and he's been very helpful to us. Welcome to the podcast, Roberto Monaco.
Dr. Knowles, thank you so much for having me here. Super pumped to have a conversation with you and our listeners.
We're super pumped to have you. And a lot of people tend to call you, and I often call you, doctor accidentally. But as a DC, you're a doctor of conversion. So I want to make sure to listen to this because it will help them in their practice. So first of all, when you work with chiropractors, what are some of the things that you first notice that they need help with?
Well, one of the first things that I notice is that the desire to speak, which is kind of weird for me, being a non-chiropractor, Dr. Knowles, and is actually, let me give an example. I'm not going to mention the location. I went to this association, Chiropractic Association, and I walk in a room. There's 100 doctors. And I ask, and one of my opening questions to engage people was, how many of you here currently are doing outside talks to communicate the chiropractic medicine community? And out of the 100 people, 7 raise their hand. So I'm like, okay. And then I follow up the second question, how many of you here maybe then are doing internal lectures to educate your patients, to increase PVA, to get referrals, for new patients, to get referrals for speaking gigs? And then the same 7 raise the hand again, all right? And then I even asked, like, is this chiropractors? Do you have CAs here or just, I know, only chiropractors? Because I know some CAs speak too. So I feel like when you look at the landscape in chiropractic and you look like the medical system, which obviously has a time and place for the drug companies, and how much money they brainwash people with ads and TV and magazines, right? What is the tool that we have as a, I mean, including myself here, right? What's the tool that we have as a chiropractor? I feel the tool that we have is free, is communication. Because what would happen, let's say if you get like 50,000 principal, powerful doctors. I mean, 50,000, an army. And those 50,000 become world-class communicators, meaning that they can go do a podcast, a TV, a radio, speak for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 50 minutes, and be able to communicate and speak so powerfully to move people to chiropractic care. What would happen? Huh? For real, what would happen? What would happen a year from today, 2 years from today, 5 years from today, 20 years from today? And so that's what I feel the role, my little role that I play with chiropractors, because I'm a full-time speaking coach and I want to devote my life to help chiropractors. But I feel like a lot of people, they don't have the desire, which is crazy for me. People are begging for the help. Literally, they just don't know. I mean, literally, they just don't know. So I think the first step is understanding that in any industry, by the way, I've been doing this for many years, since 2002. In any industry, you can go to mortgage industry, real estate, financial planning, accounting. The top 3% of any industry, I know because I work with those guys, they're advocating. They're either doing workshops, they're speaking stages, they're recording videos. So why do they do that? Even internet marketing, they do that. Right? Why? Because they understand that speaking is not about public speaking, it's about leadership. Right? Public speaking is a tool of leadership. And the question is, man, do you want to lead your community? And if you look at the dictionary, the word leader, a person who leads groups of people. If you want to lead a group of people, it's impossible to lead, you know, behind the desk. It's too hard to get a talk. It's too hard to promote a talk. You know, it's too hard for me. It's justify why you're not impacting as many lives as you could. It's too hard is knowing that people in our community that could have a better quality of life and you don't do anything about it. That's too hard. So my passion is to really help chiropractors understand that speaking first is a leadership tool. And if you were to stop and think about it, from all the marketing tools available, which I love what you're doing here, podcast, video, a lot, and I do it and I love it. But public speaking is the number one most proven marketing tool ever. The first book was written 328 BC, before Christ. Aristotle wrote Rhetoric. Back then, in ancient Greece, they were teaching already. Hey, go do talks. And so now, in a lot of chiros, they feel like they have this psychology, the mindset, if I'm just a good doctor. I'm going to build my practice with referrals. By the way, I love referrals. Do it. But it's like, why the biggest brands, you know, imagine Apple say, well, we're just going to work through referrals right now. We're going to, when you have the new iPhone, you're going to stop advertising. They don't do that, right? They just, man, you got to be in attack mode. And I feel like very few people, chiropractors are in attack mode. So the first step, like, man, do you truly, absolutely love chiropractic? If you do, then comes a point to be like, okay, I got to change the focus for myself and put in the marketplace to create a movement, to create a legacy, to impact people, and to stop lying. So I feel nowadays technology is easy. It's easy for us to post stuff and Instagram and feel like you're being, I'm getting my message out. I recorded a new picture today. No, come on. Right? So I think that's the number one mistake. People don't realize that speaking is a leadership thing. Once you change, because let me just role play with me here, okay? Let's say you have two amazing doctors, okay? Dr. A, Dr. B, and they're principal doctors. They are great doctors. They have great technique. They have a great team, and they operate in very similar marketplaces, right? They have the same opportunity. Dr. A here, his identity, how, for example, she see herself is, I'm a great doctor of chiropractic. Huh? Great. Dr. B here has everything the same, but her identity is, I'm a great doctor of chiropractic and a chiropractic and health speaker. If you have everything the same, like literally everything the same, same philosophy, same art, same science, same team, same marketplace, same systems, everything the same, and one see himself or herself, I'm a great doctor of chiropractic. The B here, that's A, right? B, I'm a great doctor of chiropractic and I'm a chiropractic and health speaker. Who is going to help more people, A or B? Who is going to make more money? Who is going to be, after 10, 20 years, be more fulfilled? Right? Because the moment when you change how you see yourself, your audience changes how they see you.
Right.
A lot of your patients don't know you. So that's like my passion. And I hope you guys can feel through the podcast here, is that you have this amazing thing, which is chiropractic. It's amazing. People just don't know, right? And you have an opportunity to communicate. Nowadays, even more through workshops, through video marketing, through YouTube, there's so much. So, man, being quiet or not being consistent. So I have a problem with that. You know what I mean? Obviously, I'm a little biased, you know? Sometimes, like, I feel, man, the biggest leaders in every industry, they became advocates. You want a quick example, Steve Jobs, right? Unfortunately, he passed. Not an example in health, but example in business. When he launched his products, think people don't realize this. They had all the money already in the world. They had all the customer base, but you know what he did? He put everybody in a theater, the most influential people, journalists, technology consultants, people of influence, right? And then he goes out there and does, quote unquote, a talk, a product launch to influence the greatest minds. And now those greatest minds, they tweet, they talk, they write articles about how amazing the product is. And the next day, you know, millions of people go and buy stuff in the stores. He understood this idea of becoming an advocate for something, right? He could say, I don't want to speak. I'm going to have my marketing guy. Why am I going to go there? Why am I going to rehearse? And I have billions in the bank. Why am I going to do that? I mean, literally, I have 10 billion in the bank. Why am I going to prepare my talk, go rehearse my talk? Why am I going to do that? And being judged. I have 10 billion. No. I understand. That's how I'm going. It's idea selling, right? That's what it's doing. Right. Idea selling. Right. So until you get that part, that fire, and that comes from purpose, you know, from our why we do what we do.
Well, let me tell you this. I want to add something to that. And before I do that, can you share how people get more Roberto? Because I don't want to wait till the end.
I love it. Well,
so
there's
that. Just say now, while people know, how do people get more Roberto?
Just go to Cairo. speaking.com, cairospeaking.com.
Okay, and I'll say this, what Roberto's just shared is so important. It is so important. We structure, plan our whole marketing calendar, and we've done that already. I'm looking at it up on the wall in front of me. It's all planned around presentations. It's all planned around classes. It's not the only thing we do, but we put on our calendar for the whole year the types of classes, the types of presentations, the types of workshops. Everything we do is around that, okay? And this is so vital. What you said about it being a quality of leadership is so true. Actually, when I hire people, when I interview CAs, this is a million-dollar tip that no one else will tell you. Because who you hire, who you have in your support team is vital to your success.
Yep.
People always hire down. And chiropractors, they try to hire down. Who can they get the cheapest, etc.? Who can just put at the front desk and there'll be a body there? You don't want to do that. You want to hire up, right? You want to hire the best person that you can afford for whatever your budget is. They'll make the most impact. I have three questions I ask myself when I'm sitting across person for an interview. Number one, could I see them? It doesn't matter if I'm hiring front desk. Could I see them doing an initial consultation with a patient?
Nice.
Number two, can I see them discussing money with a patient, right? Discussing finances. And number three, could I see them speaking in front of an audience, because if I can, because they have to introduce me at all kinds of things. And I know if I can see them speaking in front of an audience, then they can speak in front of our front desk. If I don't, and everybody can develop as a speaker.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a person too much of a gap when I hire them. You know, these quality skill sets you have to develop as a chiropractor, you have to develop in your team.
I love that. That's so, there's actually, I absolutely love that. That's gold. It's gold because I always say this, like my mentor, right? Tony Robbins, and you know, love Tony. He changed millions of people's lives, right? And he quote unquote didn't have the traditional education. He have like, you know, the book education, the seminar education. So a lot of CAs think, well, I'm not going to speak because I'm not a doctor. I don't have the formal education. That is a lie. That is totally a lie. You know, that is totally a lie. I seen specifically one of our doctors that the doctor's reports are done in the lecture, the patient attention class are done by the CA.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's not crazy. It's awesome.
No, yeah, but I think it's like, and I mean, it's like, and it's obviously they're trained. There's the cool thing about two things I want to speak on. I want to speak just on public speaking per se. Number one, I feel like there's nothing stopping anybody to become a super effective communicator. Think about that. You don't have to go to a 4-year degree. You don't have to go to get a license. Now, if you're smart, you want to get trained by someone that already, you know, spent 20 years devoting to. But technically, you can actually improve super fast. It's wide open. That's number one. Number two, most people don't want to do it. And the ones who do it, they don't focus on, they don't practice, right? Yeah. And so I feel like there's a great opportunity for everybody here, for CAs, for doctors, for just to crush it. Transformational talks tend to find audiences. And that's something that I always think about it. When you have a transformational talk, right? If you deliver a really powerful talk, what's going to happen to the audience? They'll be like, someone in the audience will be like, man, that was amazing. Can you come and speak at my church? Can you speak for my company? Can you speak? I have an association, right? Transformational talks tend to find audiences. So if your message is really good and you deliver and you craft and you work on it, then you're going to get speaking gigs. People always ask me, Roberto, what is the most effective way to get speaking gigs? And they're thinking about the email, the Facebook ad, the website. I said, they're all great ideas. But you know the most effective one is to deliver an amazing talk. Man, when you deliver an amazing talk and people feel you, they'd be like, can you speak? I need a speaker. I need a message. And I see in our network, I see this all the time. Now, one of the messages here that I want to share with the audience is that speaking is something that's super fascinating because most of us, we speak all day long, right? You communicate. And people don't realize that just like you walk every day, doesn't mean that you can go run 100-mile marathons, right? There's a progress and evolution. And as a chiropractor, my suggestion for you is, and I love what you said, you have different marketing calendars. That's, by the way, that's brilliant. Dr. Nose, I want to acknowledge that. I love that because while all the social media is good to drive traffic, man, there's nothing more powerful than to be in front of an audience, eye contact and feeling, right? And they feel they're able to experience that. There's nothing more powerful than that.
Wow. And I got to say, so many key areas, reviewing results with people, classes in your office, classes outside your office, all key things that chiropractors need to increase their skill set on, let alone influencing others in the profession. So let's talk about one of those areas. So for example, dinners with the doc, whether people do that or they do a lunch talk at a corporation, yeah, or something like that, or something of that nature, okay? What are some keys for people to be impactful with that?
So let's say if you're doing a dinner with the doctor, or you have your own seminar. So I feel like, let's go from the beginning all the way to the end. I would say when people register when they register themselves to go to your dinner, let's say. The first thing that I'll do, I'll send a survey.
Yes.
I'll really send a survey. You can do it pretty much for free. You can use SurveyMonkey or Google's Drive and I have the surveys. You just, in the survey, you want to have a little video of yourself. Hey, Dr. Knowles here. I'm excited to see you in our upcoming dinner. And you do like an evergreen survey. That means you don't put the date on it. So now, and ask like 3 to 5 questions. What are you trying to get out in the presentation of dinner, for example? Let's talk about dinner. And the reason I recommend everybody do that is because, number one, now you change people's perception. Like, oh, man, the doctor really wants to know about what I want to learn. Number one. Number two, they see your face now. All right? They get the charisma on video. And number three, it's not like every person is going to answer a survey, but the ones who answer the survey, you're going to increase the likelihood of them to showing up too. Because sometimes you call, you confirm, people don't show up. Now, by the fact that they're answering, hey, I want to know about, I have this question, because they engage, the law of commitment, consistency is going to kick in your favor. And they're going to increase the likelihood of them show up. And then you have, the last benefit is that you have someone in your team, your CA, your powerful CA, to have one more reason to call. Hey, Dr. Knowles, really want to know, excited to see you. Did you have a chance to answer his survey? It takes only 1 minute. So it's not like you're bagging. There's a reason for the call. So when you get there, obviously you're going to have to be super friendly, have music playing, set up the mood. And then I always recommend to pass some type of a symptom survey, stress survey. And you're not the doctor, but the assistant, say, hey, look, this is just for you. The doctor's going to go over this during the talk. It's just because during the talk, you're going to be able to connect whatever the conditions, the symptoms. And by the way, I know chiropractic is not about fixing and eliminating people's symptoms. I totally get that. But that's something that I feel is easy to connect the dots for people. You know, when the subject said it. So then you do want to do that. And then you have the introduction piece. You want to have, like you said before, I love what you said. You say be able to introduce you. Love it. Right? So either the CA is going to introduce you, or the CA is going to introduce a patient if you're doing a deal with the doctor. And then the patient is going to tell a story. And then you're going to introduce the doctor. Now, let's say you don't have a patient. Let's say most of the people are coming from Facebook, for example, or some type of marketing or newspaper. Let's say you have no patients, just referrals. Then what I would do, I would recommend your CA to be able not only to have do the housekeeping, have a formal introduction, but be able to tell a story about the personal connection of your CA with you in chiropractic care. I mean, literally storytell, because start helping framing the content with emotion. If that makes sense. Then people clap, the doctor comes in, then you want to have a powerful opening. You know, like opening is kind of like how you... most people open up in a talk, like, good morning, good evening, how are you guys doing, how are you feeling, I'm excited to be here, blah, 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 blah. And if you open like that, you just frame your whole talk in a way that is not powerful, it's not engaging. So there's different, I developed like 40 different openings because you want to be able to break people's thinking patterns and capture them right away. So for example, if you're doing an external talk, you can say something, let's say someone introduced you, people clap. You can say something like, I'm curious, how many of you here know who Steve Jobs was? By show of hands, people gonna raise their hand and be like, okay, great. And say, well, Steve Jobs, when he passed, he was worth over, you know, $7 billion. Today would be probably around $30 billion, not million billion. I'm curious, would anybody here would trade places with Steve Jobs? Anybody? And nobody raised a hand. Say, oh, nobody. So it's fair to say that your health is worth at least $30 billion. Is that fair to say? Yes. Is that fair to say that your health is the most important thing you have? Yes. And that's why I'm here, right? So immediately I set up the frame, I engage them that, I mean, their health is worth, I don't know, whatever the number you want to use, 7 billion, 10 billion, is worth that. They will not trade that. So you set the frame, right? And then you go into the pre-frame of a presentation. And that's when you talk about the pre-frame. I don't want to get too complicated here, but basically talk about the content, what the content means to them. In the pre-frame section of a talk, in a dinner with the doctor, an outside talk, or an advanced lecture, Dr. Knowles, you always want to do the participation pre-frame. And most of chiros sometimes, they are not able to move people on a high clip, not able to convert in a high clip because there's no energy. And they try to engage the audience and people don't respond. So I have one of my principles is that she who sets the frame wins the game. He who sets the frame wins the game. So I want to frame the importance of participation at the beginning of my talk. So I'm not trying to, right, the importance because the more they participate, the more they learn. So the more they get out of the talk. So I frame that. And then I'm getting into my personal story. Why I'm there speaking. And most chiropractors, some of them get this concept, but a lot of chiropractors say, I don't have a story. And I'm telling everybody has a story. Everybody. And I know you have a really powerful one now that you've just been through. I mean, that story is the whole talk right there. You know what I mean? It's the whole talk. But someone like, oh, I don't have a story like Dr. Knowles. No, you don't need to have it to you have your own story. So everybody, so you go into your story while you're there speaking, then the body, the talk, depends if you're doing a stress talk or dinner, you go through the body, make sure the body, you have a lot of stories, patient stories, male story, female story, older person story, a child story. Then you go in the pre-close and close in your talk. Now, a quick tip, if you're doing a traditional chiropractic talk, and your offer, okay, here's a very important point, okay? Before you present it, it's a principle. Before you present information, you want to create the need for the information. So what I mean by that is this. If I have a consultation, for example, I'm doing kind of like looking for a nervous system evaluation, x-ray, scans, then I really want to build up the need for nerve interference subluxation in my talk. Sometimes I see like I've seen people doing like, I literally have seen people doing an hour dinner talks. It drives me nuts. But the first 30 minutes nutrition and the close for chiropractic care. And I'm like, why are you talking about nutrition if your offer has nothing to do with that? You're not doing nutritional consultation. Does that make sense? So whatever your offer is, if you're doing an offer straight for chiropractic care, then your talk must be able to frame that need for it. Are you following me or no?
Yeah, 1,000%. Yep.
Yeah, so then you go through the body, make sure it starts. So just the last, before I go to pre-close and close, when you go in the body of your talk, remember when I said during the podcast here that in the beginning you should have some type of symptom survey or system survey or stress survey when people, they put their name and they check, you know, the conditions they have and where it hurts and whatever they're doing, whatever the challenge they have, their health. When you, at one point in your talk, you're going to reconnect, okay? You're going to reconnect with your nervous system, nerve interference, subluxation, and then I want you to slow down the talk. I mean, literally, you want to slow down the talk. And then you're going to explain nerve interference. You're going to explain subluxation. And then you're going to say, hey, guys, remember the little form that I passed here in the beginning of the talk? And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember. And now you're going to connect the dots. Can you see now if you have nerve interference here, maybe too? Can you see now this? Can you see? And you go. Can you see now? Do you understand now? Do you feel? And now they're just connecting. I mean, it's super clear. You dumb down the message. You really like, you get slow down and you connect the dots. All right? So if the pressure, the nerve is the cause of the problem, what's the solution? They're going to say, well, remove the pressure, the nerve. Exactly. That's why I'm here. You know? And then you go in your pre-close and close. You go in the pre-close, you talk about your offer. I always want to build up the value of your offer. You want to give a reason why to take action, and then do a call to action. And obviously, there's more stories and more things you can do. My clothes alone has all the steps. But overall, I hope it provides some tips here in the dinner. Am I speaking too much here?
No. Awesome. I got to tell you, go to chirospeaking.com. Something that I took away from this that I want everybody to notice. When people often put together presentations the wrong way, when they do it the wrong way, they tend to think of all the facts and information that they want to share in their bullets, right? That's the wrong way to do it. Notice that that Roberto did not say anything about any of that. He had a structure and outline and that he really, you know, rolled out for you, and none of it was that. It's the, you know, it wasn't the information, right? Or information overloaded. He talked about ways to connect and to bring emotion, and it's so vital. So again, I cannot emphasize enough, key part of your growth as a practitioner, in addition to the adjustment, is what comes out of your mouth, your ability to speak. And so, and he is the foremost expert on that. And I am so grateful how he's helped myself and so many chiropractors, because I know other lives have been touched because of that. So I got to say, Roberto, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Is there anything you'd like to share, last message to our listeners?
Well, just don't wait to start working your presentation. Schedule, if you're not doing a talk, if you don't have a talk schedule, for real, stop listening to the podcast, look at your calendar, schedule a talk. I mean, literally, schedule one.
Seriously.
I mean, literally, that's the number one thing. Like, now it's like, oh, I'm doing one in 4 weeks. I don't care if it's two people. I don't care if it's three people, your neighbor, your dog. I don't care. Just schedule one and do it. And it's going to get better. Then you get training, get better, for real.
1,000% agree. Mark, you put it on the calendar, then it's real. So. Thank you. And everyone, we look forward to seeing you at Mile High 2020, August 20th to 23rd. Never miss a Mile High Tick podcast episode. Hit the subscribe, whether it's on, you know, iTunes or Stitcher or whatever, or YouTube, so you catch all the episodes. Roberto, DC, Doctor of Conversions.
That's it.
Make sure that you know, any chance you can get to learn from you, Roberto, you do. Thank you so much for all you do
for chiropractors
around the world.